$50 gift card to the all-new Tucano's Brazilian Grill, which is opening February 27th in St. Charles. A night with a St. Louis Symphony at Powell Hall featuring the American Masters. A pair of tickets from locally owned and operated Werenberg Theaters to see Safe Haven, a love story opening Valentine's Day. A $100 gift certificate from Walter Noel Forrest. And two passes to the 27th Annual Wine Fest at Westport Plaza February 16th, featuring wine sampling from premier local wineries.
Sounds like love to me.
Registration ends Sunday, and the winners will be announced beginning Monday, February 11th, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think.
The trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 6th edition. It's a weird month. It's not February. It's February. Good luck with that. The sixth edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. You can always tell when somebody is older when they give us feedback either by email or call and they say community federal savings and loan. That's been gone for years and years and years. As long as you're on the right track, First Community Credit Union, we'll get you the rest of the way. Let's do this. Round of introductions. The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, they consulted with him when they designed the president's limo.
Really?
He won't talk about it. Very modest. Do you know how those
undercover
guys who, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Ibi, we do know. We know you're up there, top of the classified list. Bernice is in heaven.
You're far too kind, Dan.
No wonder they turned it down. It's stupid.
What?
Oh, Rat Boy said when they were designing the presidential limo, he sent him a sketch and the basic schematic for an idea where the president could have his own... What kind of dispenser?
Cheese
dispenser in the limo. No, I don't think so. Maybe a soda, scotch and soda maybe. A lot of pressure in that job. I think a round of applause would be in order for Bruce Lippert and the all-boy orchestra. So much. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I bank there. I've been in there twice this week already. And I really enjoyed. I was in there yesterday and I watched it was a dad and he had a couple of kids, and I guess he had maybe he was a stay-at-home dad, or it was his lunch hour, a day off, or whatever. But he had his kids with him, and he got them all little bags of popcorn, and they were having a great time. First Community Credit Union loves families, and they love kids, and they even have a savings program, a way that you can sort of teach kids about money, and you know how important it is to save some money and not just spend every dime that you make. My mother used to have an expression: money burns a hole in your pocket. You ever heard that? Your parents ever say that?
Oh yeah.
What happened to that $2 that you had for allowance? Well, your money burns a hole in your pocket.
Yeah,
maybe it did back then. 15-16 years old, you don't think about saving money. And you don't really think a lot about banking. You don't even know what banking is till you get on your own and get your own life. They don't teach you about banking in high school. There's no course. At least there wasn't when I went to school on banking. We got married in a fever hotter than a pepper sprout. And then I had to set up my first ever checking account because I'd never had my own checking account. I didn't have a clue You walk in the bank and you just, you know, here we are, young and dumb and married. I guess we need checking to put our little measly little paychecks in so we can pay some bills. Since then, I've rolled through several banks. I was a Boatman's Bank commercial for 23 years. In fact, I think before it was Boatman's, whatever it was before that, I was a customer. And I remember why I left. I left because after 23 years, somebody had the nerve to say, can I see some ID to prove who you are? I've been a customer for 23 years! And it just was the wrong day. It made me mad. So I left there. Got another bank in Clayton and was a customer there. And they made me mad because they mistreated a friend of mine. And it was about business banking. And I didn't like the way they handled it. So I took my business out of there. I don't foresee an even close to, not certainly not the near future, ever banking anywhere than First Community Credit Union. I'm very happy there. Happy for two reasons. I like to give the business that gives the business to us. And they are very big supporters of this show, so they can certainly get my banking business. But if they were a lousy bank, they wouldn't get it no matter what. But I don't know that there are a lot of bad banks. I think most banks are okay for the most part. So what is it that would make you change where you do your banking? What about this? Try this on for size. You take a credit card balance that you currently are carrying, and you take it over to First Community Credit Union, and you get a First Community credit card. They'll take the transferred balance from the old card to the First Community card, and you'll pay 0% interest for an entire year on that transferred balance. And you'll only pay 3.99% on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year. You'll be subject to credit approval, as is the case with everything. And it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. That's one reason. There are others. Check their auto loan rates. They're fantastic. And it's just a great bunch of people. Great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning with Paul Warner, 7 to 9 o'clock. FirstCommunity.com. This is, you know, an unscheduled sort of quick freebie commercial, but I'm so excited for these people that I can't wait till the next commercial to tell you. I just found out today, in fact, during this show, I got some pretty interesting information about American Patriot beer. In the first 13 weeks that American Patriot was on the market, in six packs, and granted, most people, when they try a beer, they're going to buy six packs. In six packs, it outsold Budweiser and Miller Lite.
That's pretty awesome.
Way to go. Proud to be part of that. Weather radar. For no particular reason, today I'm in the car and I started thinking about weather radar. And I thought, when you think about it, what an incredible piece of technology this is, that you can look at a screen and see where the rain is, where the storm is, where the lightning is, where... How does that work? It's got to be a satellite deal,
right?
And it looks down, and it can differentiate
moisture,
clear from cloudy, from rain to snow. Because when you see the radar, it's purple and white. Ooh, that's snow and ice. Red, thunderstorm. Green is rain. Who invented that?
Oh.
And is there any other radar other than Doppler? You don't ever hear of, and that was the Jensen radar.
No.
We have the Channel 12 Jensen radar outlook. No, it's Doppler.
Doppler, yeah. They got the market corner.
And there was a guy named Doppler, I believe. But what year? What year was radar? I mean, I it seems like as long as I can remember, there's been radar. And what did we do before radar? Think about pilots that flew. And they didn't know what they were flying into. There was no radar. They couldn't look out 200 miles ahead and see anything. It's another one of those things we take for granted. That's a good thing to have, that radar. Now, this mail on Saturday, who cares? I mean, really, who cares if there's no mail on Saturday? And I'm sure that somewhere out there is some business that's real dependent on Saturday mail. I don't know what it would be. They're still going to do packages, special delivery type stuff. But really, I don't need mail on Saturday, so kill Saturday. That's okay with me. There's a guy named, is it Rick Rumble?
Yes.
Yes.
And Dan,
yeah.
You said you used to work with him.
I worked with him at KWK. He worked in the morning with Kevin Matthews back in the late 80s.
He has recorded his takeoff parody, whatever you want to call it, on Paul Harvey's And God Made a Farmer. If you watched the Super Bowl, and even if you didn't, it's all over the internet. People have been sending it to me. Oh, Frank, wait till you see this. Well, I saw it on the Super Bowl. Thank you. But I saw it. And it's done. It was done years ago by the great Paul Harvey, And God Made a Farmer. Rick Rumble has done what I think is a very funny, different version of it called And God Made a DJ. And if you're not, you don't have to be in the radio business to appreciate it. If you've ever listened to music radio, I think you'll. How long is this thing?
About 2 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Here's a Rick Rumble, and God Made a DJ.
And on the 364th day, when God was bored and simply trying to use up all his spare leftover parts, he said, "I need someone to get up at 3:30 in the morning with a big mouth and a small amount of common sense." So God made a DJ. He said, "I need someone who always knows the time and the temperature, the latest internet rumor, and what time the band takes the stage." So God made a DJ. "I need someone willing to give caller number 8 a pair of tickets to the Herpes Simplex 12 screen, to spend their Saturdays handing out pizza to used car salesmen, and to ask every single caller what station's doing it for you." So God made a DJ. "I need someone whose voice and face don't match, like the roar of a lion coming out of the butt of a chihuahua." So God made a DJ.
This is so perfect.
"I need someone who can say with a straight face that Nickelback is their favorite band, to ask you for the phrase that pays, and then inform you that you're listening to the hot rockin', flame-throwin', booty-kickin', steamrollin', corn-shuckin' tower of hit music power that's shakin' the lakes and rockin' the docks." So God made a DJ. "He's a maestro of sexual innuendo, a virtuoso of the fart sound effect, and he or she is always doing it with you, to you, and for you, right up until the big hour of 10 o'clock or beyond. Yes, God made a DJ so that one day when your child comes to you and says, 'When I grow up, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, a carny, a clown, or a mime,' you will have someone else to point to and say, 'Just so you don't end up like that.'" And that's why God made a DJ.
That is fantastic. That is very good. And he had the Paul Harvey. He even had the
good
dentures whistle.
Yeah.
On a couple of fingers. You know, Paul Harvey, I miss Paul Harvey, and we'll never see another Paul Harvey, because the business will not allow another Paul Harvey. But Paul Harvey, I feel bad for people too young to ever have heard him, because he could take the most mundane sentence, and when he got to the end of whatever the story was, and I'll just make up something, and it'll sound like something he would say, but it's not even attached to anything else. There's no rest of this story. "But she refused to take no for an answer and said she was going to get her own horse." And by golly, she not only got a horse, but that old gal bought a horse that later went on to win, not place or show, but win, the Kentucky Derby and 16 other races, and now you know the rest of the story. Paul Harvey, good day.
Good day.
He was the greatest. Rick Rumble, good job.
He's a very talented guy, and he does a lot of character voices.
When he was working with you, who was more talented, him or you?
Oh, I was.
Oh, you know what?
No,
isn't it always the way?
Yeah.
The guy with the least talent goes on.
That's right.
Yeah. It's always the way.
That's right.
And that thing he says about DJs, I was never, for a short time, I worked at a rock station. I worked at country music, but I was never really a DJ. I still sort of did what I do. But I remember looking at the notes in the studio that they leave for the DJs, telling them exactly how to say everything they said. And little notes, and be sure to hit the time into. And honest to goodness, you were told to give the, I remember seeing notes, be sure to give the time and the temperature, you know, like 8 times an hour. And now there is no such instruction because everybody knows the time and temperature. You have a cell phone. It's on your watch. It's on your computer. Yeah, yeah. It's in front of you all the time. You don't need to do that.
But they, some still do it.
Oh, they used to say give the time in two or three different ways.
It's 6:20, 20 after the hour. What? There was a guy in town who was notorious for that. He'd go 19 before the top of the hour. Then he would say, 5:41, 19 before the top of the hour.
Just
to make it what? It's a time.
19 minutes before you have to be to work.
Oh, that was another good one. Hey, if you have to be working at 8 o'clock, you get 19 minutes to get there. Good job, Rick. It says there is a new dress on the market. This is pretty interesting. It's the Intimacy 20 dress. It says, it's Intimacy 2.0, designed by D-A-A-N. Is that a man or a woman? Dan, D-A-A-N, Dan Rosegard. Is upset the fashion world because the fabric, when you become aroused, turns transparent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how does that work? And so, in other words, if your date says, hey, your dress is disappearing, you know that she's getting fired up. It says the technology used is not merely functional, but used as a tool to create intimacy as well as privacy on a direct. I don't get how does it work? What is it? Heat? Heat, whatever.
Yeah, moisture.
Well, makes it turn transparent. Another kid who's in trouble, 7-year-old Mary, a girl this time. I'm sorry, Mary Blair Elementary School, not a girl. The boy's name is Alex. Been suspended for throwing an imaginary grenade.
What?
Come on. Come on. That's like the finger thing. They point a finger. They've kicked kids out of school for that. We've lost our minds. Now, this is another thing that doesn't make any sense. We have better things to spend time on. In Indianapolis, there's a couple. This was in the news last week, but I didn't have a chance to get around to it. There's a couple in Indianapolis, and they're in trouble with the law because they rescued a baby deer. There's been a Facebook page set up. They've got like 12, 14,000 likes from people all over the world. They were on Good Morning America. Jeff Counselor is the husband. It's a couple. He's the husband. By the way, he's a member of a SWAT team in Connersville, Indiana, and president of the local Fraternal Order of Police. Still in trouble. They found a deer on the corner of their porch, and it was injured. I don't know if an animal had tried to attack it, if it got hit by a car, whatever, but it was injured. So they cleaned it up, and they put a dressing on its wounds, taped it up, whatever, and then nursed it back to health. They built it a little enclosure so they could keep it long enough to make sure it was healthy. And I would imagine that some neighbor probably called the authorities, went, hey, isn't it against the law to have a pet deer? There's always that neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in big trouble. And they said all along their intention was to turn it back out into the wild once it was strong enough to survive on its own. So now, more than 2 years after they've rescued this thing, more than 6 months after conservation officers started the investigation, how sad is this, that there's actually an investigation? The Indiana Department of Natural Resources, rather, wants them prosecuted.
Ugh.
As criminals. Charge is illegal possession of a white-tailed deer. If they take it to the full punishment, full extent, it could cost them up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine. I don't think anybody thinks they're going to jail for this. But the Natural Resources Department in Indiana had originally planned to put the deer to sleep. They'd rather kill it than have somebody, you know, help it. Because to help it, you're keeping it captive. So they had scheduled a date to have it euthanized. The day of the execution, the deer got out. The cage was open. Now they're blaming the couple for letting it out. That's another charge. And when they say, no, it wasn't us. There are all kinds of neighbors and people who were fighting in their corner, and they say anybody would have come along and let that thing go rather than let you kill it. I guess my point here is, do we really need to... there are other people we need to be prosecuting, not them. Now, if I lived... I don't like cold weather, but if I lived up in Minnesota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, I would go to this place. This is a bar, but it's on a frozen lake. So you know those ice fishing things where guys are going there? Well, they've got a whole, it's a small bar, and people go in there and they have a drink and maybe a bite to eat. And when you sit at the bar, there are little holes and you sit there with your line in the ice and you ice fish.
That sounds great.
Yeah. You ice fish while you're sitting there having a cold or a hot drink and a bite to eat. What's the name of this place here? Hillbilly's Ice Hole. in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. So if you're heading up to Minnesota, you may want to go in there and catch a fish or two. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, when I start this joke, your initial reaction is going to be, oh, I know this joke. It's the joke about the head. No, you don't. You may not. There are three that I know of, three head jokes. And I mean head like without a body. And this is one you may not know. Three super smoking hot women in their late 20s in bikinis walking along the beach. Beautiful day on the beach. And they hear this whimpering. And they look at where it's coming from up ahead of them, and it's coming from down on the sand on the beach. And there's a head, a human head. And one of the girls says, oh, my goodness, look at there's a human head on the beach. It must have been a shark attack. And the head washed up on the beach. And another one of the girls says, no, you know what that looks like? I'll bet somebody buried somebody up to their neck and went off and left them. Well, they could die from the pressure. Their lungs could cave in. Let's go over and see what the deal is. So they run over, and they realize as they get close, the head looks up at them and says, don't hurt me. Don't kick me. And one of the girls looks at the other and says, my goodness, it talks. It must be somebody buried up to his neck. He says, no. There's no more to me than this. You can dig all you want. There's nothing under here. I'm just a head. And these three smoking hot Victoria's Secret looking bombshells are stunned. They don't know. They've never heard of such a thing. They said, seriously, you are, that's it? He said, I am a living head. The only one known of its kind. 21 years old today. Today is my birthday. And my parents said they were taking me to the beach. Oh, they took me here to the beach, all right. And they set me down here on the sand, and they left. Like you would abandon a puppy you don't want. And these beautiful, hot chicks just start crying. You know how women make that, oh, that sound. They said, it's so sad. He said, yeah. After all I've been through, being born just ahead, and then to have this happen, be abandoned and left here on the beach. And one of the girls says, you poor, poor head. I'll bet you've never been hugged. He said, no, actually, I certainly can't give a hug. I have no arms. I'm just a head. But no, I've never been hugged. So one of these three Charlie's Angels looking rockin' hot smoking babes picks him up and cradles him in her big cleavage, buries his sandy face right in between her boobs. She said, there's a hug for you. Now you've been hugged, and sets him back down on the sand. And one of the other girls says, oh, I'll bet you've never been kissed. He said, "No, oh no, I haven't." Well, that would be great. She picks the head up and holds it right up across from her own face, and proceeds to give him a deepest, wettest, 60-second long kiss, and sets him back down in the sand. She says, "Well, now you've been kissed." And as the three turn to walk on and go on their way, the third girl looks back over her shoulder and she says, "Hey, Head." He said, "Yeah?" She says, "I'll bet you've never been screwed." He said, "No, I haven't." She said, "Well, you will be when the tide comes in."
Let's see how traffic looked airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Not really much of a change. You're running slow on 64 westbound from Hampton to McCausland, 270 Mason, and from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Not much difference on westbound 70 also, except that you're a little bit slow around St. Charles Rock Road, but once you hit McKelvey, you've got stop-and-go traffic to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270 slows now from McDonald through New Florissant. Looks like we have slow traffic at Olive again at 64 down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Southbound 55 is a good run. Eastbound 64 just a little bit heavy now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and on northbound 170, you're slow from Natural Bridge through Airport Road. This report brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Friday, McGraw-Millhaven takes his morning show on the road to the Hardee's on Lackland Avenue near the Westport Plaza in Maryland Heights. Why? Because it's the 13th annual Hardee's Rise and Shine for Heat Up St. Louis. Drop by, give a buck, and get a free sausage and egg biscuit. All proceeds and tips will help needy seniors and the disabled pay their utility bills and stay warm. You can also give online at heatupstlouis.org. Keep a neighbor warm by participating in Heat Up St. Louis at participating Hardee's, supported by the Big 550 KTRS.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light, or call 800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to buy a home? Tired of renting and throwing money away every month? Well, you need to take advantage of today's housing market. Historically low mortgage rates and housing affordability at its lowest since the early 70s. That's pre-disco. Don't have the down payment? You might not need it. Tap into government grant funds that can help you buy a home. Get $3,000 to $5,000 in down payment assistance, and these funds are available in most areas. Call Essex Residential Mortgage to see if you are eligible for this government program at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. With mortgage rates in the twos and threes, they are actually seeing mortgage payments lower than monthly rents. And now you may not even need a down payment. So what the heck are you waiting for? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Call 314-722-2334. NMLS number 859811, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-966-0033. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-966-0033. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-966-0033. 1-800-966-0033.
Glamour Magazine calls BB Cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB Creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB Cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB Creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger, it also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is now available at Ulta stores, but for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
Hey, what if I told you we had a great opportunity?
Great as in large, great as in numerous, or great as in fantastic?
Yeah, it's our big chance to see a ton of amazing boats for awesome deals.
Now, that is truly great.
The Great American Boat Show is going on now at Bass Pro Shops with great deals on America's favorite boats, like the Tracker Pro Team 175 with a 60-horse four-stroke for only $14,995 plus freight and prep. Buy now and get a $500 Bass Pro gift card free. Details at BassPro.com/boat show.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
Tiny bubble.
Tiny bubble.
In the wine. Make me happy.
You know, on my iPod, and this will be weird, I know, for you, hard to believe. I have on my iPod, Little Brown Shack.
Going back to my Little Brown Shack in the Coca-Cola, Hawaii.
That's on my iPod, because I like Hawaiian music. I like steel guitar. I have one Hawaiian song, and I have Elvis singing Blue Hawaii and Hawaii Wedding Song. I don't have this. I get to hear this all the time. And this means it's time for Mike Evans to pop up from Southern California, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. Look, I don't blame you if you want to get a couple of companies and talk to them about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Just make sure that one of them is Thompson Price. And I think the decision will be an easy one if you just talk to them. ThompsonPrice.com. Again, here is Mike Evans.
I want to go back to my little grass shack.
Right.
In Ke'ila Kukua, Hawaii.
That's right. I have it on my iPod.
Where is Kaela Kakua?
I have no idea.
Can you give me the island of the song?
What's the song actually called? I need to look it up in here. Is it Little Brown Shack or...
Little Grass Shack.
Little Grass Shack. Yeah. It's...
How many islands are there in Hawaii?
Eight?
Nine.
There's eight.
Oh, hey, how about me?
Yeah.
There you go.
How many can you name?
Oh, boy, we tried this a long time ago. Let me start, and you guys can pick it. Maui, Oahu, Hawaii, that's three. I don't know. I'm just,
Hawaii.
Jump
Hawaii.
In, anybody. Well, I said Hawaii. Oh, Kauai, that's four.
There's one, Mallow something.
Malakai? Is that right?
Malakai. That leaves three. And they are the three hardest by far.
Don't know.
It's got us.
Lanai.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Niihau.
Whoa.
Which is the farthest eastern, the farthest western island. It is only about 25 square miles. No airport. You must be full-blooded Hawaiian to go there and get a written approval to come there. And they only speak Hawaiian. It is all Hawaiian culture, completely Hawaiian. And a bombing site that the U.S. Navy and Army and Air Force used during World War II, there is nothing there. They have completely bombed that island to nothing but just dirt. And it is called Kaho'olawe, and it is between Maui and Molokai.
How about that information?
Yeah.
Like a history lesson.
And the beach, Kaela Kakua, is on the Kona side of the Big Island, Hawaii, between Kona and South Point by the Queen's Beach. There you go.
Now we know.
There is your Hawaii history lesson. You know, I love Hawaii. I love being that I am from Hawaii.
Well, what's not to like except maybe the cost of living? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But if someone's going to travel there for the first time, which island would you recommend that they go to?
Absolutely go to Oahu.
Oh, you know what? Hang on. I just got my iPod. It's not that one. What I have in my iPod is Lovely Hula Hands.
Hang
on. You want to hear a little over here? I'll prove it's on my iPod. Peon, let's...
Oahu.
Here. Let's do...
Why would you say it like that?
Yeah. Junior Brown, you've heard of him, right?
That almost sounds like some nostalgization going on there.
Mike, you know who Junior Brown is?
It's an artist.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit of guitar stuff and Hawaiian stuff. Lovely
like
hula hands.
Yeah.
Now let me get to the singing part here. Hold on.
In the valley.
Mike, feel right at home. Here we go.
The swirling winds over the valley. Lovely hula hands.
Over the Pali, that's on the island of Oahu, between the leeward and the windward sides.
See, he knows. Wow. He knows.
The Pali.
All right, what's shaking today?
The Pali is actually the queen of the volcanoes of Hawaii, Queen Pali.
He knows his stuff.
The fire.
He knows his stuff.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the hottie that Russell Brand's been calling and asking out. Renee Zellweger.
Oh, no.
Really?
Come on.
Oh, prune face?
You haven't seen her lately. Is she?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Demi Moore.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan, guilty of probation. Chris Brown was in a courtroom today. Judge decided everything would be examined by the judge. He will take it under advisement. And by the way, Rihanna was with him the entire time. From one of Justin Bieber's personal chefs who's been traveling with him for 18 months. Quote, Justin Bieber is the most conceited, self-centered punk I've ever met. He's a total jerk. This is a guy that traveled with him for 18 months.
This is what bothers me about Bieber. When anybody goes as far as he goes to try to show people what a good guy he is,
right,
then you're having to try too hard for some reason.
Else.
Oh, look
you
at me.
You never had to do that, Frank O'Pinion.
That's right. Look at me with sick children. Look at me at this charity event. Look at me acting like I don't want any pictures taken here. Ooh, but some pictures got out anyway. Ah, too much.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. I get some good Bieber news, though. He is working hard on hosting Saturday Night Live. He's going to be the host and the musical guest, so there's two reasons not to watch. However,
And there's always a however in life.
He's going to have some of his buddies show up as surprised, as surprise appearances on the show. That might be kind of
well, he may surprise me, but I don't see him as a host or even a guy in a skit on SNL.
I agree. Despite Arnold Schwarzenegger's last stand tanking last week, he's going forward with Legend of Conan. And despite Sylvester Stallone's bullet to the head tanking last week, he's going forward with Rambo's Last Stand. Hey, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk, and when to run. And for these two, it's time to fold them and run to retirement.
But you know what? When you are those guys, it has to be very tough to look in the mirror and say to yourself, it's time. It's over.
I wonder what Sylvester Stallone says to himself when he looks into the mirror.
Well, I know, because I asked him.
You're kidding!
No, no. I talked to him this morning. I said, Sly, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Here's what he said.
I see he's a good-looking guy still. You know, he looks good.
Wow. Now, you can hear that. You can hear that on a zipper zapper.
Mark Christopher will have it tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
With Dan Buck.
There you go.
Yeah.
TV review, March 24th, HBO, the biopic about Phil Spector. Al Pacino plays Phil Spector. Helen Mirren plays his attorney. Great, great inside stuff about the young Phil Spector, his younger crazy days, and the great rock stars that he produced. 4 stars for this March 24th HBO special.
All right, don't you agree with me, though, and it may very possibly be this is a great movie, but wouldn't you agree with me that outside of people who are sort of in the business, radio business, record business, most people didn't know who Phil Spector was?
See, I don't know. I was in the studio with Phil.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about you. No, no.
In my younger
days. Yeah, but I'm not talking about you.
I was in the studio when we did I Got You, Baby.
I know.
Phil Spector was a producer, and remember him shooting a gun in the studio.
Yeah, but if you ask, forget you, if you ask the average person on the street, not in this business, not in the radio, but not in the record business, who is Phil Spector? I don't think they'd know.
Really?
No, I don't.
Surprising. Scoop is there will be no halftime show at next year's Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
The game is in New York City.
Too cold.
They've extrapolated the weather from the last 20 years, and they are predicting the weather will be 26 degrees, windy, and snow.
Have an ice skating show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could get that journey and have them do fire and ice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have some
snowball fight.
Yeah.
Snowball fight, neat. Those clowns of Parents Television Council want CBS fined $10 million because Raven quarterback Joe Falco was overheard. A microphone picked up him using the F-bomb in excitement when the gun went off and he realized he won the Super Bowl.
Good luck with that.
I heard that. I heard him say that.
Good luck with that.
He said it was effing awesome.
Yeah.
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 I believe they've already ruled the FCC that something like that is not an offense and there's not much they could do about it.
What about when Janet Jackson pulled out her boobies?
No.
There was a fine for that.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know.
Geraldo Rivera will run for U.S. Senate, but he'll have to quit his television show. Lady Gaga is in concert tonight, but tickets are not selling at all. It'll be only about half full.
Ooh.
Yeah. And finally, you're rushing me through the report. The highlight of the frickin' show.
Blame Peon.
Peon?
Go.
You're blamed.
All right.
Russell Brand been calling Demi Moore, Taylor Swift, Renee Zellweger.
Demi Moore.
I'll say Taylor Swift.
I'm going to have to go Zellweger.
The answer is Demi Moore.
Okay.
Mike Evans, say it.
Real quick story. I know we're late. Jerry Weintraub produced a big show for Elvis Presley to bring his career back, dressed in leather in Las Vegas. And Elvis, the colonel had a deal with Elvis, said they would never show up for an appearance unless every seat was filled. And Weintraub found himself putting on a second show because they sold out the first one, but the deal was still the same. They didn't sell it out. Weintraub had a crew go in and unbolt and pull seats out so that every seat was filled. And contractually, they were okay. He removed the empty seats.
Wow.
Pretty good story. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker would be happy to sit down with you or stand up with you. If you prefer to stand up when you meet, they'll do that too. and talk about what you plan to do with whatever money you have. If it's $25,000 or more, what are your plans, not just for that money, but for your life? Because it's going to take that money to do whatever it is you want to do with your life. Some people want a very simple future. They just want to have enough money to cover emergencies that might come up for somebody else in the family. Some people have big dreams, RV, see the world, see the country. Some people want that place on the lake and a real nice boat and never run out of fishing tackle. Some people want to travel all the time. Whatever it is you want to do, and some things you didn't count on because life throws you some curves, it's nice to be prepared financially, and they would be happy to tell you how they see that happening for you based on your life, your goals, and your money. $25,000 or more, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. I think you know the website by now, but here it is again, markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, there's a couple of accidents. One just happened on westbound 70 just before the Earth City Expressway, blocking the left lane. You're jammed back approaching St. Charles Rock Road, and now we're coming up on another accident. It's on westbound 64 after the Boone Bridge. It does look like it's blocking a lane, and traffic is backing up to Boone's Crossing. This traffic report brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
Hi, I'm Jerry the Jeweler, and this year, let Don Hennifer Jewelers help you celebrate Valentine's Day in a special way. We have fine jewelry starting around $100, and we also gift wrap your purchases for free. This Valentine's Day, with any fine jewelry purchase, receive a bottle of fine wine to help you celebrate with that special someone. This is Jerry the Jeweler wishing you a happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001.
Thank you for joining us. Here's what I want you to do for us now. I want you to have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. Ending Saturday mail service will cut costs but won't save the Postal Service from its financial woes. That from Notre Dame management professor James O'Rourke.
Just eliminating Saturday delivery is big a deal.